Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Andrei Skiba. Treasury yields increased in recent weeks, with Chair Powell's market-friendly tone overwhelmed by hawkish messaging from multiple other Fed speakers and robust US economic data. Now that we're close to 4.5% on the 10-year, investors are asking themselves whether the prospects for strong fixed income total returns over the coming quarters are diminished. Let's put this question in a broader context. Low likelihood of a US recession ahead means that total return outlook in the asset class is largely driven by future monetary policy. Moderating inflation in the context of slower yet positive growth is likely to allow the Fed to cut rates from current elevated levels. This would likely push forward 12-month returns across multiple segments of fixed income universe towards a double-digit range and encourage investors to increase duration of their holdings. Conversely, if we see limited progress ahead in bringing PCE core inflation towards the 2% objective, this is likely to prevent the Fed from cutting rates in any meaningful way. In that scenario, we'd expect some of the recent inflows further out the curve to reverse and investors seeking safety at the front end of the curve in products like money market or short duration strategies. We'd note, however, that even if a negative scenario were to occur, the silver lining is that the current yield of the asset class helps to shield investor returns. Unlike in 2022, it's difficult to create a scenario where forward returns for liquid fixed income investments turn negative. For now, we believe the rate cuts are coming, thus are positively inclined towards the asset class. However, after disappointing inflation data in the first 2 months of the year, we can't tolerate further material setbacks on this front before FOMC is likely to materially change its tone. In this context, this week's inflation data will be of great interest to the markets. CPI core meaningfully above 0.3% for the March reading would be problematic. If, however, the print is below 0.3%, we'd expect government bond yields to rally, some of the recent sell-off to reverse, and hopes for the cuts to stay alive. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.